It's Scout and Route on the Landry Football Podcast Network, and it is a Las Vegas Raiders team that is yet to win a game, struggling mightily, losing games in different ways, against the Denver Broncos, still trying to find their way thus far offensively with Russell Wilson. An interesting matchup in that the AFC West is certainly the Chiefs to beat. The Chargers are struggling. We talked about it being the toughest division in football, but with the Raiders struggling, Denver trying to find themselves, the Chargers banged up. I mean, the Chiefs are ready to run away with it again like always. So 0-3 of the Raiders. Must-win mode, desperation factor. They were one team last week in the desperation mode that didn't get it done. So this is not how things played out. They acquired Davante Adams. And I think that Derek Carr struggling, I think it's a lot to do with a play around him. But, you know, the yardage and touchdowns are solid, but four interceptions. That's very difficult, and that's contributing greatly, those mistakes, to the problems that they're having. Not that Denver's playing much better. Certainly looking at this offense, that a lot of people miss the mark there. And it's not an electric offense, and it won't be with Russell Wilson. They've got to run the football better. They've got to allow him to be able to be creative, give him a little bit more of a leash. Wilson has struggled. The team has left a lot of points on the board near the goal line. They've got to turn some things around, no question. So they're breaking in, both of them, new offensive-minded coaches. And Josh McDaniel's been there before. Nathaniel Hackett has never even called plays before. Russell Wilson and Carr are going to be the guys to watch in this game. The play calling's not working well for either defense. The Denver's defense is overachieved early. We'll see if the Raiders can find one here in a must-win situation. I've got some thoughts about this game and others over at LandryFootball.com, so make sure that you take advantage of the football season sale today. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our college shows and NFL as well. But now, for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is the route to victory for the Week 4 matchup between the Denver Broncos and the Las Vegas Raiders. The AFC West was promised to be a division of offense, a bloodbath of four top teams in the league with 50-point totals and appointment television every week. Instead, the Broncos head into Vegas having failed to put up more than 16 points in a game so far this season, where they will be 2.5-point underdogs to an 0-3 Raiders in a game whose total is set at 45.5, and that number may even be too high. The Denver defense has been able to keep teams out of the end zone this season. Their Massey Peabody efficiency grade as a unit is 78, and while the offense hasn't scored more than 16 in a game, the defense has allowed just 17, 9, and 10 points in their three games so far this year, and ranks fifth in the league in DVOA. But the Broncos have also played Houston, Seattle, and San Francisco in those games. Seattle is the only one of those teams whose offense ranks higher than 16th in DVOA. They haven't been tested against a team with the firepower this Raiders offense has, even if we haven't seen it be fully weaponized just yet. Davante Adams and Darren Waller are much bigger talents than anyone Denver has had to defend yet this season. Remember, George Kittle was out for the Niners when they played. And the Raiders should still be able to move the ball more easily than any of those opponents could. The Raiders' problem of their own is their defense, which sports a who's who of untalented cornerbacks and safeties and ranks 20th in DVOA. They appear to be holding down the Cardinals until disappearing in the fourth quarter of that game, allowing Kyler Murray and company to storm back for the win. Defensive end Max Crosby is still one of the better defensive linemen in the league, but this team is definitely wishing it held on to Yannick Ngakoue instead of replacing him with Chandler Jones, who has been a non-factor so far this year. Ultimately, I expect this game to be much more of an offensive endeavor than many realize, and its total of 45.5 feels right about where I would place it, given how well these teams match up against each other. But the Raiders have at least been forced to play some better competition. They looked good for three quarters against the Cardinals and were able to hang tough with the Chargers and Titans. Even with Denver's two wins, I'm still not impressed with this team. The Raiders are the final winless team in the league, but the 08 Lions and the 2018 Browns should be able to pop the champagne after this weekend, where I think the Raiders pick up their first win of the year at Allegiant Stadium and cover the 2.5 number to get there. Raiders 2.5 is my route to victory, and for more routes, be sure to check out the sports betting stack wherever you get your podcasts.